So let us pray. Let us begin in a moment of silence as you reflect your heart in the presence of God, and we come together to pray. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The triune, the Trinity, three in one. Father, we, in the opening of this congregational prayer, confess we don't understand. How can that be? But by faith, we hold it. By faith, it's given to us, handed down from the time of the apostles till today. Father, we lift our hearts before you today, and we realize that when we as Christians are gathered together in your name, you're in our midst. As Wesley would say, another holy mystery. So, Father, as we come into the world of mysteries, we also come into the place of miracles, where lives can be changed, where hopelessness can turn to hope, where even in the midst of devastation and doubt, miracles occur. Your presence is seen and felt. And Father, for those who grieve, they find comfort. For those who struggle, they find strength. For those who doubt in you, they find direction. So Father, whatever the world may throw at us, you're there with us, strengthening us, guiding us. So, Father, we come before you today with bowed heads and bowed hearts. We lift them before you today. The many needs we've spoken aloud today, God, we just lift them before you. We know you hear us when we pray. Father, you know every need, the spoken and unspoken alike. And, Father, we're called in our bulletin to look at a list of names, who people who call upon us to remember them. So, Father, we lift it all to you today. We confess we don't have the answers. We confess that we struggle. We confess, Father, that sometimes life is wonderful, but sometimes it's difficult. Father, we bring it to you today, seeking your Spirit anew and afresh in our lives. And Father, help us to love one another, to extend grace and mercy as it has been extended to us. As we pray not only for the needs lifted today, we pray for our church. We pray now that summer has arrived and the exodus to those places where we find refreshment, relaxation, as we vacate together with family and friends. God be with us and guide us, and let us not forget the Sabbath still comes. Father, as we travel and friends travel, be with them. Keep them safe. And Father, we do today pray for other churches in this community and around the world, that Christ be proclaimed as the way, the truth, and the life. We pray for the leaders of our community, our nation, and the world around us. Father, we pray for violence to cease, that peace be known. Father, we pray your will be done. Give us the strength to accept it, to live into it. And hear us now as we pray, as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Obedecer.